How to move from F1 Opt Visa to H1B Visa. Students on F1 visas often get bewildered about the process of changing from an F1 Opt Visa to an H1B status. At this point, they are left with two options: either to apply for an H1B visa after receiving a U.S. job offer, or return to their home country with an expired F1 visa post-opt completion. The entire situation also leaves employers uncertain about how to retain the services of their talented F1 Opt Visa employees once they have completed their opt period. To streamline the process, we are providing the procedure as well as the important factors that you should consider when moving from F1 Opt Visa to H1B. Before hopping onto the path of F1 Opt Visa to H1B, let's first put a light upon the key concepts involved in the change of status. Opt. Optional Practical Training. Opt stands for Optional Practical Training. It is a temporary period during which undergraduate or graduate foreign students on F1 visas are permitted by the USCIS to work in the US while pursuing their degree or after completing it. F1 Opt Visa students become eligible to work after receiving employment authorization document. Students leverage several benefits from F1 Opt Visa status, such as gain real-world practical experience in their major field of study. Work and stay in the U.S. for 12 months period. Convert to H1B visa status. Apply for STEM opt extension to stay for an additional 24 months period only if they are pursuing a degree in science, technology, engineering, or math. H1B visa. H1B is a non-immigrant or temporary visa program that enables U.S. employers to hire foreign workers in specialty occupations, which means that an H1B holder is required to have some specialized knowledge or skills along with a bachelor's degree or equivalent for which the employer couldn't find a U.S.-based worker. F1 students are also eligible for getting an H1B visa after graduation or during their F1 opt visa period under a separate H1B quota. H1B visa holders are permitted to procure practical experience of their theoretical knowledge. Authorized to work in the U.S. for 3 to 6 years. Travel in or out of the U.S. as long as they are able to maintain a valid H1B status. Bring their children and spouse to the U.S. on an H4 visa. Apply for a green card or permanent residency in the U.S. H1B visa cap. USCIS issues a maximum of 65,000 visas each fiscal year and keeps an additional set of 20,000 visas for people with advanced degrees like master's or PhD from a legit institution of U.S. The USCIS has even introduced an H1B quota for international students under which F1 students can change or transfer their status directly from F1 to H1B by acquiring a suitable H1B sponsorship position in an H1B sponsor company. However, many students prefer using their F1 Opt Visa program as an interim measure for getting H1B status. The employers can file an H1B petition up to 6 months before the actual need for the beneficiary's services. As October 1st is the start of the fiscal year in the U.S., employers can file an H1B petition by April 1st for the upcoming fiscal year. Documents required for moving from F1 Opt Visa to H1B Visa. You need to affix the following documents with the H1B visa application. Official job offer with the job description. Once you secure a job in a US-based company, you should ask the employer to provide you with a written official job offer that clearly depicts that they will be sponsoring your H1B visa. This is the most important document that proves your H1B sponsorship. You must also provide a detailed description of your roles and responsibilities for the job. A copy of your resume and degree. You should attach your resume and degree with the H1B application as it is a true reflection of your skills. Ideally, H1B visa applicants are required to have specialized knowledge or an advanced degree within their field of study, so your resume must demonstrate it. Passport. It is essential to have a valid passport issued by your home country to immigrate with H1B status. Former experience letters with job title and date of employment. It is indispensable for H1B applicants to get their qualifications and skills verified by providing previous experience letters. The letters validate the competency of applicants in performing their duties. Biological information IDs. The applicants must also provide biographical information, including full name, nationality, date of birth, permanent address, birth certificates, and marriage certificates. Copies of I-20 certificate. The I-20 certificate is authentic proof of non-immigrant student status, which verifies that you have a valid F-1 visa. Things to consider when changing status from F-1 OPT visa to H-1B. Below are some measures you need to take for filing an H-1B application. Find an employer who is sponsoring H-1B visa. The only path to applying for an F-1 OPT visa to an H-1B visa is to obtain a job offer from an H-1B sponsor company. Thus, you need to find an H-1B sponsoring employer. Ensure that the employer is in good standing to confirm that the employee will be paid 95% of the existing wage of the occupation. Also, the employer must be able to demonstrate to USCIS that H-1B workers will not have any adverse effect on the work conditions of U.S. workers. Get your employer to file an H-1B petition on your behalf. Once you receive the job offer, your employer should file an H-1B visa petition for a change of status before the prescribed deadline. If your H-1B visa petition gets sanctioned, you will be granted H-1B status. Thereon, you can start working on your H-1B visa status from October 1st as instructed by the USCIS. Filing of H-1B petition before the deadline. As there are certain limitations on issuing the number of H-B visas each fiscal year, you should be watchful of the H-1B cap. In order to successfully acquire an H-1B visa for the next year, you must timely file your H-1B petition. Check eligibility for H-1B cap gap extension. If you have filed an H-1B visa petition, but your case is still pending, then you may become eligible for a cap gap extension wherein you are allowed to remain in the U.S. on F-1 visa status until your H-1B employment is approved. Process of filing H-1B application. According to the guidelines of USCIS, only the H-1B sponsoring employer can file your H-1B petition. Following are some simple steps that an H-1B petitioning employer must take. First, the employer needs to file a labor condition application, LCA, with the U.S. Department of Labor. Next, complete two forms, Form I-129, which is a petition for a non-immigrant worker, and Form I-129H classification supplement. Submit all the required supporting documents as required. How to maintain H-1B status. The approval of your H-1B status is for a specific position, a fixed salary, and an employer, so to avoid violating your status, you should only perform the duties as defined in your H-1B petition for the company that has sponsored your visa. If you want to maintain your H-1B status, then you should maintain your employment as the H-1B employees who resign or get laid off from their position falls out of the status and ultimately have to leave the U.S. The only way you can stay in the U.S. on an H-1B visa is by working and getting paid. In case your employer stops paying you wages, then you are legally obligated to terminate your contract. To ensure you have plenty of job opportunities, acquaint yourself with the latest technologies. The technology sector is the most flourished domain that generates thousands of career-building opportunities. So, immerse into the technical sphere by enrolling in certifications in Java, machine learning, Python, Hadoop, MernStack, AWS, and other cutting-edge technologies. Procure extra skills which are in high demand and for which there is a skills shortage, like data scientists, data analysts, machine learning engineers, cloud developers, etc. Conclusion. Prior to taking a job or on F-1 OPT visa, students must conduct extensive market research to find the right employer. It is crucial to understand that not all F-1 OPT employers in the U.S. sponsor H-1B visas. Therefore, you should consider contacting the HR of your prospective company to know if they are sponsoring H-1B or not. The best practice for students is to search for employers who can sponsor H-1B after the completion of their F-1 OPT period. Some employers can sponsor an H-1B if they find that you are the best fit for their company, and your experience or skills cannot be replaced by any U.S. citizen. So, It's of utmost importance to maintain the quality of your work and upgrade your skills. Also, you should have a healthy professional relationship with your company's HR manager, so you avail yourself of the chance of getting an H-1B sponsorship from your current OPT employer. Anytime you want to upgrade your skills and need a helping hand to enter or re-enter the tech workforce with high-demand tech skills, reach out to us. Since 2010, we have helped thousands of job seekers achieve success in the technology sector. Synergistic IT's career-oriented training programs guarantee fast-paced, quality tech education, preparing you with top-notch skills for coveted tech roles in the industry. Reach out to us, Synergistic IT, home of the best data scientists and software programmers in the Bay Area.